A debate has erupted in the Danish parliament over the decision of an EU watchdog to compile a list of activists and journalists deemed to be pro-Russian propagandists. And the list was put together by the EU's Stratcom task force, which was set up in 2015 for the express purpose of countering Russia's alleged disinformation campaigns. There was a heated exchange in the Danish parliament about just who was accused of doing the Kremlin's work.
The government is very concerned with the Russian-controlled systematic use of disinformation in the form of lies and deliberate manipulation of facts.
Does the minister think it is appropriate that a prominent Danish critic of Islam has been put on the list of sources of Russian disinformation?
I agree with the task force assessment that it constitutes a typical example of the Kremlin's narrative about the West's moral collapse.
I am once again shocked by the minister. It is just a position that is entirely legitimate to have, and as many parties, including my own, have had for a long time, namely that we are skeptical about Muslim immigration in Europe.
And one Danish journalist claims she's also been put on the list. Iben Tranholm was accused of pushing the Kremlin's narrative after her statements on European migrant policy were featured on RT and the website Russia Insider. She told us why she thinks she's been put on the list.
I mean, today it's me who is on the list. Tomorrow it could be a different journalist, another journalist who has, you know, similar views. They claim that I'm damaging, I'm doing harm to the EU just by criticizing them. I criticize them for the immigration policy. That is a narrative that, I mean, people in the EU disagree. The new political tool to undermine your opponent is to link the person with Russia or claim that there are close ties between this person and Russia. And then this person is just not trustworthy anymore.